Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's program is part of the new They Found the Answer series, presented by The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Nalani Choi is featured today in this pre-recorded special. As you listen, you may sense a unique awareness, a special awareness of your need for God. And even sense in a very endearing way God's love for you. If you'd like to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you're listening to the show online, click on to the I Want to Have a Relationship with Jesus link. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this moment with Nalani Choi. W. Clement Stone, who said, "So many fail because they don't get started. They don't go. They don't overcome inertia. They don't begin." Well, our guest today has more than just begun. She and her dear friends have really made a difference in the lives of many people. You've heard their name, listened to their music. You've seen them perform. And, you know, our guest today is a member of Naleo Pilimihana, which in Hawaiian means voices blending together in warmth. It's the most popular, most award-winning, and biggest-selling female Hawaiian group in the world. Naleo consists of three childhood friends, Nalani Choi, Lehua Kalima Haini, and Angela Morales. These three Hawaiian women. They run their own record label, compose, record, and perform music. They do volunteer work, they play sports, and they're moms. Real women with real lives, sticking close together, close in their ideals, putting their friendship first. Since 1982, they've released 19 CDs, won 22 Hoku Awards, have been in the top 20 AC charts nationally, and made music that's a part of our lives. They've been together over 25 years. And today, Nalani Choi is in studio with us. And as we begin, like we normally do, we like to just pause for a moment and remind you why we're here. This is an exciting time to be alive. It's an exciting time in the midst of whatever you might be facing. Yes. Sometimes I think, thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God I'm alive. Even though times may be rough. And we want you to know why. Why we can say that. Why could I say that? It's because God knows you and He loves you. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, you're not alone. In fact, the Lord has sent Nalani here to be with us for you. For a special word of hope, a message of hope, heart to heart. You know, it's a rare moment when you can really sit with an accomplished person and hear their story. The story behind the scenes when you draw back the curtain. And Nalani is here to share with us how God has moved in her life. What difference Jesus Christ has made in her life and that of her family. And how she has found strength, even in tough times. Nalani, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. Wow, what a great introduction, Danny. I need to take you on the road with me. My goodness.
Well, you know, it's a blessing to have you. And just let's just get right into it, Nalani. Just share with us, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Mokulia. Lived there my whole life, right on the beach. I have two older brothers. And just lived that country life, you know. Mm. Really enjoyed it. My mom was a teacher for over 30 years at Haleiwa Elementary School. My dad sold insurance in Waiawa, so we were, you know, members of that community. But I went to Kamehameha schools since kindergarten. And so even though I lived in Mokulia, I spent a lot of time in town, a lot of commuting back and forth. I had a tutu that I was very close with who lived in Aleva. And so I, for a lot of my elementary school years, I lived with my tutu during the week. Mm-hmm. And my grandma and my grandpa that lived there were Hawaiian. They spoke Hawaiian. My grandmother grew up living with her grandmother in a grass hut in Kohala and reading the Hawaiian Bible. Mm-hmm. That's the only book they had. And so I look pretty Haole, but I feel very Hawaiian inside, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. being raised by my tutu. She lived to be 100, by the way, passed away a few years ago.
Well, you know, you talk about tutu and, you know, your grandpa. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Hmm. Yeah, for sure my tutu. I, you know, also very close with our family. Yeah. And I think besides just an individual, I think Kamehameha Schools was a big part of my life. For anybody that's gone to Kamehameha, you hear a lot about, you know, like what you've been given and your responsibility and your kuleana, and so that affects you a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a big crybaby, and I promise I wasn't going to cry. Danny had me crying when he was introducing me already. Good grief. So
I'm just sitting here looking at the emotion as she talks about her childhood years.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, through the process of growth and development, you know, our faith is impacted somehow. Everybody comes, everybody is brought up in different ways, their homes, even our listeners, everybody comes from a different background. There's a thread of unity and community that comes that we're all able to relate with. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, there's some unique qualities that make life very distinct, like for you with tutu and mm-hmm. and having the privilege of being a part of and graduating and going, what I guess you call them lifers, right? So you're a lifer at Kamehameha School. That's a real privilege to have that full experience, and then to see what you've done and how God has used you. But talk to us about your faith. How did you become a Christian?
Well, you know, I grew up attending church more like special occasions, you know, family gatherings, that kind of thing. I think music through the church was always important to me. Mm-hmm. So singing the hymns and learning the traditional Hawaiian songs that we sang in church is a very vibrant memory for me as a little kid. But actually having an active faith and a real relationship with Jesus didn't happen until a little later. And I'd say when I was probably 14 or 15, I started one Christmas break, started going to church with my brother at North Shore Christian Fellowship, which at the time they used to meet at Waimea Falls. Yeah. And it was great because it wasn't like a beautiful cathedral. It was like this striped tent. The peacocks made noise the whole time during the service. You were sort of outdoorsy, but that's where I first heard, the gospel, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed it. My brother was just home for a couple of weeks for vacation, and so when he went back to college, I kept going. And mm-hmm. so I was probably 14, 15.
What was it about, you mentioned the gospel, what was it about the gospel, what was it about Jesus that touched you?
Hmm. You know, I'd have to say that the first thing that really made an impact on me was when was more of a, I think, of a fear of God. It was hearing about the end times.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard about it before. I think that sort of brought me to a point where I felt like I had to learn more. I would say that's kind of initially what drew me in. But of course, as you grow as a Christian, that's not what keeps you there. You know, it's not the fear of God, but it's God's love that draws you in.
Yes.
The love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so that, you know, occurred over many different times during my life, different, you know, situations that, you know, that come up that where God just shows you who he is. Mm-hmm. And I think I've shared with people before that the most revealing thing for me was that every time you meet God, you know, and it's always, you know, it's never the same all the mm-hmm. time, right? There's different circumstances mm-hmm. That he was the same person that when you read the Bible that other people met, the same person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was struck by that. I thought, you know, that's really not possible to fake. I'm a very analytical person, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I like proof, you know, and I remember thinking that you can't fake that because how can my experience, if this were subconscious or psychological, how could my experience mm-hmm. be exactly the same as somebody else's experience?
Mm-hmm.
And you can share with other Christians who are, you know, who you meet today, or you can read stories that are from 3,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's the same God.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a 14, 15-year-old young lady,
mm-hmm.
And you talk about meeting God, you know, what was one of your earliest recollections of actually meeting God, meeting Jesus?
Hmm. Well, I remember going forward in church.
Uh-huh.
I remember the moment of forgiveness
mm-hmm.
and meeting a very compassionate God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I can also, you know, later on remember times when situations like, this is just a little story, but when I when my second son was a baby, he was riding his tricycle in the driveway and starting to fall over and literally falling. Like, it wasn't like he was maybe going to fall. I could see him falling. And there was a sharp corner to the wall. And I could see him through the window, but I couldn't get straight there. I had to run out the back door, come out.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got out there, he was fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Oh, are you okay?" And he said, "Oh, I'm fine." I said, "Did you fall?" He goes, "Oh, no, he caught me."
Oh.
And he's pointing at the wall. There's nobody there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a chicken skin yeah. going up and down my arms. Yeah. It's beautiful.
You know, Nalani has been gifted.
Mm.
And gifted in such a fine and refined way. And not only that, it's when you receive a gift from God, you can do a few things with it. One of which is you can squander it and use it for, you know, purposes that really perhaps they weren't even meant to be used for.
Yes.
And you can do the other thing too, which is to really dedicate it to the Lord and use it for the glory of God. And that's what she has done. And, you know, even in coming here, she has such a generous and open heart. And the Lord, as she has prayed, the Lord has placed a couple of songs on her heart, and we're privileged to have Nalani Choi with us. And when we come back from our break, she's going to share with us one of those songs. We're going to have a couple of them today. But I believe that as she explains and as she sings, that it's just for you, right at your point of need. You have a question. Are you wondering? Are you hurting? Are you feeling broken? Wow, you're not alone. God knows you. And he has a special ministry for you through this song. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Nalani Choi.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to this special rebroadcast interview with Nalani Choi, who joined me and my co-host, Leslie Silva. If you'd like to learn more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's Nalani. Now, Naleo Pilimehana, you can find out more about them at naleo.net. Naleo.net. Is there a funny story about your website,
Nalani? Well, we've had that .net for a really long time. We wanted naleo.com, and when we went online to register it, it's actually registered to the National Association of Latino Elected Officials. And so that's the wrong site, and a lot of people try to go naleo.com. So that's why we're naleo.net.
You know, who would have known that Naleo was Espanol?
Yes.
They got there before us, though. They got the website.
Naleo.net.
Yeah, remember that, .net. Oh, Nalani, you know, as we spoke earlier, we were talking about the show, and you had brought your guitar with you, and you mentioned that God had placed on your heart a couple of songs that you brought with you today, and songs that you felt he needed and wanted you to share.
Yeah, God always amazes me like that, because I have this thick book of songs that I sing whenever we do ministry, worship stuff. This is aside from all the Naleo stuff. Mm-hmm. And always, and it's always different songs in different times, but God will always just at the right time bring it out. And he'll make it very obvious to me what songs that he wants me to sing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, through your songs,
you speak so much, and God can speak through the songs just like he did to you when you were younger in church, as he sat
right there
and listened to the music. He spoke to you right then and there. And through your music, you're speaking to so many people about the things that we all experience, we all share in common.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so excited to hear one of the songs that you have. Which one would that be you'd like to share first?
Well, this song is actually an old hymn.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because it speaks about surrender. And I think for the theme of your show, and for I know many of your listeners who are going through just difficult times,
mm-hmm.
I think that the hardest thing, like when you're going through something difficult, is you keep striving. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you like you want to fix it, or
yes.
you want to like, I got to work harder, or
yes.
I got to be better. Or so this song really just says you don't have to do any of that,
mm-hmm.
that you just have to surrender.
Okay. I love that. I love that. Let's listen to this.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me, may I know thy power divine. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power, let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. It's all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all.
Make that your prayer.
Yes.
Your prayer. You know, Nalani's, as you were singing, I was thinking of, when a child is throwing a tantrum.
Mm.
He's just, well, maybe I should say when I was a child.
Throwing a tantrum.
And I was throwing a tantrum. You know, sometimes you try to try
I
to
still do.
Put it on somebody else, right? I should just take responsibility
That's
for
right.
myself. When I was a child.
Yesterday, yeah. I was throwing a tent.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? You know, we still do. It's
yes,
just more
do.
Sophisticated,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Sophisticated.
Yes.
Adult, mature.
Tantrum.
Tantrums, right? But, you know, when you're, when I was a child, you know, then I'm just going nuts. You know, my mom just locked, let me go in the room and I'm kicking and screaming and pounding the walls and thrashing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, I get so exhausted,
mm-hmm.
I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it so that sometimes, like you said, strive, strive,
mm-hmm.
strive.
Mm-hmm.
And when we finally
mm-hmm.
relax, there's nothing else I can do.
Yes.
Man, God comes in and
mm-hmm.
he begins to work
mm-hmm.
marvelously,
mm-hmm.
supernaturally,
mm-hmm.
in ways that we could have never imagined.
Mm-hmm. And yet our inclination is to strive, like you said, Nalani, earlier, because we feel like we have to. That's how we're going to take care of ourselves and keep above water. It's like a drowning person, too. Yeah, they're
mm-hmm.
thrashing
mm-hmm.
and the lifeguard mm-hmm. comes out and he can't help them because the thrashing actually pulls the second person down, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to calm.
Mm-hmm.
And yet our first thing is to start to do whatever it takes.
Yeah. And yeah. what really speaks to me is surrendering all, not just some of it
mm-hmm.
or not the stuff that you think, well, God can help me with this, but he cannot help me with that.
Yeah, compartmentalizing.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like surrendering all of it. And then, like, in the song, it says, let your blessings fall on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I got to gather them up
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
I have to work and earn them.
Earn them.
Yeah, it's like just surrender.
It paints a picture, like Danny was saying, the child that falls asleep. It's like stopping and being still before
mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
and then receiving that.
Mm-hmm.
Doing nothing for it, just
mm-hmm. it's
being
very
still.
Very restful.
Yes,
very restful. And we live in such a fast paced, fast moving, fast thinking
mm-hmm.
society, fast changing society that mm-hmm. even the thought of rest could bring a tinge of relief. Just to think, man, wow, I can
mm-hmm.
take a mental break.
And God wants us to rest
mm-hmm.
and rest in Him. You know, I think I know I'm sort of a workaholic, so I feel like if I'm resting, I'm being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
there's the guilt. I would say
yeah,
a lot of people
yeah.
feel guilt if they
sure,
rest
sure.
because they
mm-hmm.
feel they're slacking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we are known in our show is we, you know, it's really relaxed talk story time,
mm-hmm.
but we go heart to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, I want to hear from the source, you know, I mean, how did Naleo Pilimihana, how did it all come together? Tell us the story. I want to hear how your group came together and what has happened. And so if you can share that with us when we come back, because, you know, the start of something and the development of something, you can see the fingerprints of God in the orchestration, in the molding together, the moving together, and even sometimes there's points of tension too. But God is still at work. He's still at work in you. And he's molding, he's crafting, he's a fine artisan. And he's at work in your life, whatever you're facing right now. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Nalani Choi.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to this special rebroadcast interview with Nalani Choi. In this They Found the Answer program. It's a time when Nalani joined me and my co-host, Leslie Silva. If you'd like to learn more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's Nalani Choi. You can find out more about Naleo Pilimihana at naleo.net. That's naleo.net. Speaking of Naleo Pilimihana, how did the group come together? Tell us that story.
Well, first of all, I met Angela in the first grade on the playground at Kamehameha, and she was playing an ukulele, and I liked music too. And
first
so
grade,
first grade,
ukulele.
yeah, like you know, during recess. Wow. And so I thought, oh, I'll go make friends with her. So we used to kind of play music and just kind of, you know, fool around kind. Huh. And then in seventh grade, because I lived in Mokulaia and it was such a far commute, and I was living with my tutu, mm-hmm. you know, in elementary. So my mom put me into boarding. So from
seventh grade.
So I lived in the dorms, and most of the other girls there were not from Oahu. They were all from the neighbor islands. And that's where I met Lehua, because she came to Kamehameha from Hilo. Mm. And Lehua and I became instant best friends. And we used to sit in the piano room. We used to love to like buy sheet music from the record store of like whatever was popular on the radio. But it's kind of advanced piano, and we weren't that good. So we'd sit in the music room, and one of us would play one hand, and the other one would play the other hand. You know, it's kind of symbolic, I think, now that right, I look at right, it. But right. we'd play for hours. We'd play and sing. And then when we got into high school, we just happened to all try out for the choir. And, in fact, I was an alternate. I didn't make the choir. Now, my choir director to this day denies that. He says, there's no way. But I didn't make it. I tell that story because I tell a lot of people, hey, don't let somebody else tell you you're not good enough. You know, maybe mm-hmm. you was having an off day, or maybe, yeah. you know.
Good stuff.
You know, yeah. whatever. You just keep trying, you know. So I got the call late that said somebody dropped out. You can be part of the choir. Hmm. Went in there. They needed a combo to accompany the hula dancers. And so the three of us stood up and tried out amongst a group of eight or nine other people. And so it was three of us with a few other boys that became the combo. And we would accompany the hula dancers. But the three of us did a lot of the singing, and it seemed that after a while, it was just the three of us. Like, mm-hmm. one of the boys would drop out, and then another one, and pretty soon it was just the three of us. And so it was kind of organic the way it came together. It wasn't like we sat there and said, let's make a band, yeah. and, you know. But where I really saw God's hand on our lives is that after we had some initial success, we won brown bags, Local Boys was a big hit song. We were in the clubs playing. We were 18 years old. We were in the bars. It was not where I would want my 18-year-old daughter to be. Mm-hmm. We got associated with some pretty seedy people, you know, mm-hmm. and that's the music business. And we decided it wasn't for us. And so took a break, left. I went off to school. Lehua went to Hilo to go to school. Angie stayed here. She got married, started her family. We were all working. So we remained friends, but we didn't do music for quite a long time. Got back together 7 or 8 years later. Kind of on a fluke, I was a branch manager at Bank of Hawaii and just happened to meet somebody. I was trying to set up entertainment for a Christmas party. And this person that I met over the phone, I don't know how, recognizes my voice after that many years. I had a different last name by that time. Mm-hmm. I was married. And he said, I've been looking for you girls and you guys should record again and I want to produce you and that kind of thing. And I was like, nah, we're not doing that anymore. And so he convinced us to do our second record, which was Friends. Mm. And that song, Friends, I had learned in college. He didn't care for the song very much, the producer. And it's mm-hmm. because he's not a Christian. Mm-hmm. And he'd say, I don't get it. I don't like that song. He liked Candle in the Night and he liked North Shore Serenade. And we spent a lot of time in the studio on those songs. Friends, he didn't care for. We had to practically beg him. So it was the last day of studio, the last couple hours. I said, we have some more time. Can we record that Friend song? And he's like, well, go ahead, but I'm not going to pay for it. And you guys just got to go sing it on your own. So if you listen to it, it's very rough. It was like a one-time thing. We didn't even have time to work out parts. We just sang it in unison. We sang the harmonies on the chorus. I feel like that was God's appointment because mm-hmm. later that song became very controversial in the islands. Mm-hmm. Kids wanted mm-hmm. to sing it for graduation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were told they couldn't at the public schools because it had the word God in it. You tell kids they cannot do something more, they want to do it.
Sure.
And so here's kids around the state fighting to sing a song that has the word God in it. Yes. I thought, that is awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and how God kind of worked that whole thing and that it was the song that this producer didn't even want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, through our course of our sort of the business side of music, we never, we didn't own our music. Mm-hmm. We never got paid for it. We kind of got, you know, the raw end of the deal and a lot of the business things. And we were young and naive. And so we were pretty much ready to give up. I had bought a home in Haleiwa and we were doing a housewarming and Lehua came over and said, oh, by the way, I wrote this song. And she started playing Flying with Angels.
Wow.
And we started singing along and like as if we had known the song our whole life and never heard it before that night. And I looked at her and we all looked at each other and we went, oh, gosh, I think we have to make another record. You know, like we have to record that song. Hmm. And so we decided we would do it differently. So we started our own record label, tried to learn more about the business. Well, around that time, Flying with Angels became a hit and it was on the radio. Well, I got a call one day from Sony Records. And I thought it was Lehua playing a joke on me. So this person calls me at work and says, I am so-and-so from Sony Records Japan, and I'm interested in Naleo. And I said, Lehua, I'm busy. Stop calling me at work, you know. And she says, excuse me, you know. And then she repeated her name again, and so I finally realized it wasn't Lehua. But the interesting thing was that we had been in the process of, because we had done Flying with Angels, we had been in the process of trying to get our first two records back, to get ownership of them. And because the producers of both records had not paid us and had not met their obligation, the only way that they could pay us back was to give us our records back. That's almost unheard of in the record business. Once you have a hit record and you don't own it, it's gone. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to give it back to you or sell it back to you. And so We had just gotten our records back, and this woman calls, and I said, oh, so you're interested in Flying with Angels? She said, no, I'm interested in your first two records. And it was, they wanted to do a compilation with North Shore Serenade and Local Boys, and there were some other songs on the first two records. So the way I saw it is that God orchestrated that whole thing where we didn't, you know, if we had the records in the beginning, we might have gotten sucked in by the whole life, you know, the whole the money and the kind of the glitz of the music business. God knew we weren't ready for that, that we couldn't handle it at that time. He allowed that to happen, but he restored it in the end. And the biggest part of our career was yet to come. And so what we, you know, gained after we got the records back was exponentially more than what we lost in the beginning.
Isn't it amazing how God has a way of bringing restoration, redemption, and it's so far greater than what we could have imagined. And there's a scripture that my God is able to do exceeding abundantly, above and beyond all that you could ever ask or think. And to see that, and also, you know, I think many of us at times, many perhaps even in our community of listeners may feel sometimes like God has kind of shifted his gaze onto something else, you know. He gave me a dream, he gave me some hopes, and then, well, it's not really working out, so God moves on, and we think that he's sort of like put us on the shelf, you know, and the dream has died, or was it even ever really real, you know? And then to hear you talk about what God did, I mean, and we all feel in many ways like we kind of shared it with you from the, you know, as fans of the group, and appreciating the music, hearing it in our homes, you know.
And I think it's really important to note too that as I've shared that story maybe 10, 15 years ago, you know, it sounds like, oh, so God gave us money and he gave us fame, and that's not it, because now that you continue through life and you see what God has in store for you, you know, the record business has been really difficult the last 10 years for everybody, all the Hawaiian artists and artists on the mainland too, with digital and downloading and burning CDs and everything. It's changed tremendously. And so it's not about God giving us a successful business. It's about God teaching us to trust him. You know, I really feel like that's what happened through this process. And then later, God showing us that he can, you know, he can provide it, and then it might go away.
Yes.
And that's not what we're supposed to be focused on.
Right.
We're supposed to, I think, really understand his heart and how he sees us and what his eternal perspective is for us, and not to worry about, you know, what we have here on earth or what we feel we want. Right. To gain.
Right. And it's not seeing, or it's trying to see the big picture. You know, God sees the big picture. We see just what's in front of us.
And when we can't see the big picture, we have to trust him.
We have to trust him. And in his nature, God is love. God is good.
Yeah.
And his intentions are good towards each and every one of us. And you can hear the care he took of you. Starting out, you know, no, not here. Moving you out, but your obedience too. You know, instead of kicking and throwing the tantrum, you obeyed.
We did a little bit of tantruming too, you know, because I mean, we all progress as individuals, and I know there were times when I sat there saying, wow, that's so unfair, and I was mad at the people that took advantage of us, you know. But now I see that road to destruction. I mean, they've had really difficult lives, you know, and not experienced the fullness of joy, you know, despite the material things.
You know, we talk about, you know, as Nalani's sharing, I mean, it's a rough time, tough times, times that life can be disillusioning. We can get disenchanted with life. We all experience that from time to time. When we come back from our break, Nalani, I'm wondering if you can share with us even a little bit more about how God has helped you through some tough times. And I know you have a song that relates with that too, because I'm sensing that hope is being given freely, abundantly to our listeners today, as they hear the well of their spirit is being filled up with hope, encouragement, just like as we talk heart to heart from God to them. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here in this special rebroadcast interview with Nalani Choi, who joined me and my co-host, Leslie Silva. If, as you listen, you'd like to learn more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's Nalani. You know, Nalani has been very gracious, just being very open and generous in sharing her life with us, and it's been very inspirational. Mm-hmm. She's been married to Shelton for 22 years.
Yeah, poor guy. He's put up with me for a long time.
They have three children, Kaha'i, Pono, and Aulani. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, I'm really blessed. I met my husband my senior year in high school. He's a Lelehua boy from Wahewa.
Wow.
And we went off to college together, came home and got married. And, he's a godly man. And I'm very blessed. He'll tell you the story of when we were first dating, going to North Shore Christian Fellowship, and when they had the altar call, I'm nudging him. He don't want to go, you know. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't always perfect, you know. Mm-hmm. We've all taken our different paths to come mm-hmm. to Christ. But I remember when he got baptized, one of the things that he said was that, and I know he's listening, that's why I'm going to embarrass him a little. His thing was, he said, well, you know, I didn't think I was that bad a guy. I didn't think I was in the dark. I just kind of thought I was in the shade. You know, and yet. As God reveals himself to you and he reveals what he wants from you, mm-hmm. you begin to see, you know, see how much you need him, mm. you know, and how, like I said, it was fear that brought me to God, but I'm sure it was his love that has kept us yes. close to him.
Mm-hmm. You know, Nalani, today people are facing some real serious challenges mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in family, in their finances, in their careers, mm-hmm. having to make tough decisions. The Lord gave you a song, mm. But tell us, you know, what did God speak to you about that, and how does it relate to your life? Kind of set us up before you sing.
Yeah, you know, just because we're in the public eye doesn't mean that we don't go through the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband's a contractor. I'm a musician. The last few years have been very difficult for us. And I can appreciate the challenges that other people are having in their lives as well, you know. I know many people that are having health issues and financial issues and family issues. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have a good friend who's cousin committed suicide on New Year's Day this year. And so I think that the thing that God has showed me through these crises is one, that he's faithful. He is faithful, and the more we strive, the more we try to do it on our own, it's like quicksand, the deeper you get. Mm. You have to surrender and really come to God. And those crises for us in this last year have strengthened our prayer life tremendously. And that's a gift. That's priceless. I think that in the case of our friend whose family member committed suicide, I think the biggest ripoff is people give up and think there's no hope. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, because really there's no other answer for that behavior. Why would you end your life? Because you think there's nothing left. You mm-hmm. think mm-hmm. there's no hope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to know that there's hope in him. Not mm-hmm. hope in the world, not hope in our, you know, our own success or our own strengths, but hope in him. And the verse that he gave me to share today is Hebrews 11:6. It says, "And without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Great. You know?
That's great.
And so without faith it's impossible to please God. So it doesn't say like without being successful. Mm-hmm. He doesn't call us to be successful. He just calls us to have faith. Mm-hmm. He doesn't call us to be famous or rich. You know, he has a plan for each of our lives, and it may not be what we think it's going to be, you know, and it may not be what the world considers success. Mm-hmm. And so through the crises of he gives and he takes away, mm-hmm. and you go down a path that you didn't expect, and God's saying, but it's all to build your faith mm-hmm. in him rather yeah. than, you know, building up what we think of as our career or our success, you know?
Right.
And you know, I think that's what he's taught us through this.
And Nalani, would you say that, you know, it takes just a very small measure of faith, yeah? You know, when you're down on your knees and you're broken and you think there's no hope, God doesn't expect mammoth faith.
Right.
He says, just a small measure, whatever you can muster up in that moment, in that hurt, in that pain,
yeah,
is all that he
sometimes
needs.
We feel like there's no faith.
Yeah.
I don't have any faith. Lord, I'm completely bankrupt of faith even. Can yeah. you work through that?
Yeah.
And he can.
He can.
He
you
can.
Know, the word says God has given every one of us a measure of faith. So whether we feel it or not, it's there.
It's there.
It's there. It's there. That's
and
right.
And he can make beauty for ashes.
Isaiah 61:3 talks about how God can take something that's nothing or something that's even destroyed, mm-hmm. burnt in the fire like ashes, and he can create beauty. And he gives us gladness for mourning and peace for despair. And I've always found great encouragement and strength in singing this song that I'm going to do for you, because it's scripture. It's God's scripture come alive through music, and mm-hmm. it's his promises. Mm-hmm. And he's faithful. His promises are true. Yes. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear,
gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When sorrow seems to surround you, when suffering hangs heavy o'er your head, know that tomorrow brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what He says. He gives beauty for ashes, and strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When what you've done keeps you from moving on, and fear wants to make itself at home in your heart, know that forgiveness brings wholeness and healing. And God knows your need, just believe what He says. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, and gladness for mourning, peace for despair. I once was lost, but God has found me. Though I was bound, I've been set free. I've been made righteous in His sight, a display of His splendor all can see. I once was lost, but God has found me. Though I was bound, I've been set free. I've been made righteous in His sight, a display of His splendor all can see. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, and gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair.
If you'd like to learn more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of some of Hawaii's finest churches who partner with us, as well as some businesses who are able to help you meet your needs. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, Psalm 89. One. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Nalani Choi. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Leslie Silva and our technical producer Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.